Welcome to Simply Us, a podcast by Rob and Victoria Tiedemann,
where we talk about life, marriage, minimalism, and everything fun. Hello!
That was more than I expected.
I wonder, who knows what movie that's from?
I'm sure most people do that listen to it.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not.
People from our generation might.
Yeah, I guess. Or older. Maybe some younger. But regardless.
We'll see. Who knows what that is?
So anyway, hello. Welcome to episode 3 of the Simply Us podcast. Today we got a couple questions and just a couple of topics and us making weird faces at each other while we're trying to record.
I'm glad they can't see the weird faces.
That's okay. So, you said you want to start with your question first, right?
Yeah. We have a question from Lorelai. She said, do you have any minimalist channels or podcasts that you'd recommend?
And I assume YouTube channels, right? We'll just clarify that.
Yeah, YouTube channels. Well, I mean, I don't think there's any minimalist channels on television.
There could be channels meaning other things.
I'm pretty sure it would be YouTube channels.
Okay.
So I don't think I have any YouTube channels like that I watch alone anyway.
Probably not.
We watch a lot together, though.
We have a couple we watch together.
Yeah.
The Minimalists have their channel, which I don't watch too much of because it's
I
basically
never have
just
seen
the,
their channel.
It's
you
basically
watch
just
it?
No, I don't. It's basically
then why
just
are you
the podcast because they have one.
But we can't recommend something that we haven't seen.
I'm saying I've watched other things that they have up, but for the most part, they just put their podcast. They have, like, right now they're doing a series for the making of their movie that they're putting up there. So, I mean, I did see part of that one video, and that was kind of cool. But regardless, even without that, I think most of what we watch, though, as we've kind of mentioned in the past, most of the videos, channels we watch are geared more towards simple living than minimalism. Because, for instance, the couple channels we've started watching a lot lately were Sow the Land and Art and Brie.
Which Art and Brie are not minimalists, so.
No, well, but that's what I mean. But we watch them more for the simple living thing because they bought a 100-year-old farm and they're homesteading and they're living on a farm and they're turning it back into a productible farm. Productible?
Yeah. Productive?
Productive farm. Yeah, that. You know, whatever. The point is, yes, they have livestock, they have animals there, and they're trying to turn it back into a farm that actually
makes money. Art and Brie, how do you spell that?
Art and Brie, as in Art, A-R-T, and Brie, B-R-I.
Okay.
We'll put a link, obviously, in the channel.
Well, I'm just asking because Sow the Land is S-E-W.
True, yeah. But, we'll have links to them in there.
I really like that one.
What, Sow the Land?
Yeah.
It's well, because cute. They're a cute little family. I mean, the same thing with Art and Brie. They're a cute little family, and they do things together.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, something about Sow the Land, I think we kind of
And we just found out. So
bit.
I found out about them through a podcast that I listened to called Cohesive Home, which is really good. Kate and Melissa are best friends that both live in small homes. One just bought a house, and one actually lived in Europe for a while. And with her family, but they both live in small homes. They like to travel around in RVs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And when they get a chance to, and they're simple living people as mm-hmm. well. So they have a series where they're interviewing families. And Sow the Land was one of the people that they interviewed. And that's because mm-hmm. Kate just had a baby. So she's on leave. And so they're interviewing Well, Melissa's interviewing people right now, and I really enjoy them. I also connect with both of them on Instagram. So I love the fact that we have conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was neat because you originally told me about Sow the Land or the Contreras family because of the bus conversion they talked about on Cohesive Home.
Right.
You had mentioned that, and I looked up Blue Ridge Conversions and then found out that they had their other channel, that they had their own Sow the Land instead of Blue Ridge. But also, we spend a lot of time, the boys like watching as well, Living Big in a Tiny House.
Oh, yeah. That's a really nice show.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, the best part about that show to me is it's done so well. Like, it's a really good production.
It's like a TV show.
And, like, I thought it was like an HGTV thing when I first watched it a few times. Like, I thought it was actually
that good.
Like, it's, I would say it's probably at least the quality of, what's his name? Derek Dietrichson, right? He's a Deke. He does, he's tiny house guy. And they had that show we were watching that was on HGTV where they were building like the tiny houses for people.
Yeah,
like
we watched
family
that
in
on
the
Netflix,
woods.
Though.
Yeah. But I mean, but that was like an actual like production company production.
Yeah.
Whereas Living Big in a Tiny House was just Bryce and his girlfriend originally. Like that's they were the ones that did it.
So
they
Bryce lives in New Zealand?
Yeah, he's from New Zealand. And recently, he's been even traveling the world. That's why he was in Japan and he was over here in the States. We just watched the one today earlier with the boys. The boys love watching it too, by the way. That's one reason I love watching Living Big in a Tiny House. But he was just, the one we watched was in Santa Clara at the Gibbon Conservatory or whatever the, I can't think of what they actually called it. But so it's just neat because that one, the boys are seeing this idea of like simple living and like tiny house living, and Micah I think really likes it.
Micah's our 8-year old.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, last week I mentioned Lado by name and I didn't specify that yet.
Yeah, because we never said what their names are. So right. We have a 10-year old named Lado and we have an 8-year old Micah.
Yeah. Sorry if I'm coughing and stuff and making noises, by the way. I'm suffering with allergies. Not as bad as last time we recorded. I had a cold and my allergies. So
well,
it was
very
sniffly.
Well, you know what your problem is.
My problem.
You don't have lavender on the bridge of your nose.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. A little trick we learned about dealing with allergy issues and runny noses and stuff like that. You put a little lavender oil on your nose and, yeah, we kind of tried to make up a little jingle about it.
I forget how it went.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Put a little lavender on the bridge of your nose.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a little like 50s jingle, but I don't know. I forget what it was exactly.
But it had helped a little bit.
It did help. No, it definitely did. I actually feel kind of bad that I don't have it on right now because it was actually helping to keep my nose clear.
Yeah.
So I should probably go back to that.
But anyway, so
regardless,
Bryce,
channels and stuff.
He recently was in Japan and I enjoyed watching those.
Yeah, there were a couple of the, I don't know if you want to call them shacks, but a couple of the houses.
Or apartments even.
Yeah. But no, I really liked there were the couple of like the older houses. Or the guys that, like, they went out into the woods and, like, built, like, a house. And
oh, right.
You know, like, in Japan, like, it's very simple anyway. Like,
yeah.
Traditionally, at least. Not, I don't want to say simple as in, like, not ornate. Because when
old.
You see certain, like, built structures are very ornate.
Yeah.
But their lifestyle was so much simpler. I mean, I think it makes me think back to, like, watching The Last Samurai. And how, in the course of the movie, Tom Cruise, like, he's, like, journaling about, like, his time there. And he's talking about how they all, like, devote themselves to doing whatever they're doing as perfectly as possible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as, like they're completely focused on that thing that they're doing. And I think that was probably one of the first things that, like, I ever heard somebody say that kind of triggered this whole idea of, like, minimalism and simple living. Because I have ADHD to some degree. And I've always been.
I don't think you do anymore.
I mean, no, probably not anymore. But I mean, even if it's not ADHD.
You're more calm than me.
Well, yeah, but that's because I've made the effort to be the way I am now. Because I was always so scatterbrained. I'd start one thing and like not even get halfway through it and like get bored, move on to the next thing. So to hear that whole idea of like focusing completely on the one thing you're doing and like doing whatever you're doing perfectly. Or, like, with as much intent as possible. I just think that's really cool. And that kind of triggered that.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked there was the one episode where he went and visited the yurt in New Zealand, probably, I think.
Well, he had his, even.
Oh, right.
So, but.
And then there was the, like, caravan that was, like, crazy with, like,
the
a
truck
tub
that
on
was
top.
Like a castle. Yeah.
That was cool, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of episodes that we really enjoyed on that show.
Mm-hmm. It's really inspiring for just the idea of, like, van life and simple living.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing. Like, he's focused, obviously, more on the idea of tiny houses. as opposed to like small houses, which I think of like tiny houses are like the 200 square foot like trailers.
Yeah.
And small houses are like 500 to 800, I guess. Yeah.
And at this point, we're small house dwellers at this point.
Yeah. Which will be, as we've mentioned before, we will be until the boys are out of, and like
we'll see. It might even be sooner. We'll see.
Who knows? We'll find out. But I mean, as far as any other channels, podcasts and stuff, I don't really have anything else I can suggest.
I don't. I mean, I listened to the Minimalist podcast since episode one. I've listened to them, but I can't really recommend it just because, like, I really like the two guys, but I can't really recommend them because they're very repetitive in their stories. And so, like, I know their story by heart because they share it almost every episode.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of hearing the same things, honestly. I like listening to the questions that people ask at times.
Right.
But I already know the answers to the questions most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the most part, if you watch... They each have done TED Talks where, like, you know, they take turns. One of them will be the primary speaker at a TED Talk. Basically, if you watch one with Ryan as the main speaker and then one with Josh as the main speaker,
they tell their
story.
For
the most part, you'll get the overwhelming majority of what you can get from the two of them from that. I mean, they do get into other details with certain other things. You know, they talk about finances and things like that other times, but... I don't know. I don't mean it to sound like I'm bashing them or putting them down, because I really appreciate what they're doing, because I think that they have introduced the idea of minimalism and simple
to
so many people that probably wouldn't have heard of it otherwise. Yeah. And it is definitely good.
Yeah.
So,
so like I said, I like them and I listen to their podcast still, but like they're not the one that I get excited about when I see a new episode up.
No. So,
but otherwise it's just, I only listen to Cohesive Home, and that's it for minimalist podcasts.
Yeah, podcasts, I don't really have anything minimalism that I listen to, or simple that I listen to.
I mean, I recommend ours, but...
But otherwise, though...
We're still new, though.
We do also, I mean, I'll go around and just kind of search, I don't know if you want to call it, like, alternative lifestyle housing and stuff like that on YouTube as well, but I've seen other things where... I can't remember the person's channel. I don't remember. I'll try to find it and put it in the notes. But there was a guy who, a younger guy, I think he was probably in like his mid-20s, maybe late-20s. His parents moved to Japan and bought like an old roadside ramen house, like a noodle house, which was like kind of like a lodge for travelers, where they had like a ramen kitchen downstairs and like a ramen bar where you could go in and eat. And they had rooms where people could stay upstairs while they're traveling through the mountains.
It's like almost like a bed and breakfast, but and for noodles.
Well, yeah, no, that's really kind of what it was. But they bought the whole thing and they turned it into a house. And so it was really neat just to see how they pretty much left the building intact as it was. But they've kind of like updated a little bit, made it a little bit Western, but not really. It's still very Japanese. And it was just neat to see that, like, the way they left it. Because they had, for instance, they left the two toilets, the little Japanese squatty potties. They left them, they left both of them installed downstairs, but then they put, like, a Western bathroom with, like, a toilet and a shower upstairs. So they like, kind of left it alone, but also did modernize it. So it was neat.
I don't remember you showing me that, so maybe you didn't.
But that's just another random thing that like I've searched.
So now I'm interested. I want to see it.
Okay. Well, I'll find it for later then.
Well, thanks.
So I don't know. That's pretty much it as far as channels and podcasts. There's not really a whole lot that we can recommend as far as specific channels to subscribe to. But there's plenty of stuff.
Maybe along the way we'll recommend ones. If we find new ones, we'll talk about them.
Yeah. No, definitely. Because when we find stuff, I get excited to start watching new stuff. Yeah. Like, that's why even So the Land and Art and Brie, we only started watching them, like, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. It was only within the last couple weeks.
Within the month.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll update as we find stuff like that.
Thank you, Lorelei, for asking.
Yep. And so, I actually got an email from, I'll leave it at LMR. I don't want to, you know, that's how they signed the email. I don't want to use their name if they didn't.
Without their permission.
Yeah, I didn't ask for permission to use their name, so I'll just leave it at that. But I got an email in. It's kind of got two questions. The first one does kind of relate to Lorelei's questions, so we'll get into it. But anyway, the first question is, or first part of the email is, Hi, I enjoyed your first episode of the podcast, and I see you on Reddit.
Yeah.
Really good stories. Thank you for sharing your path through this journey. I would like to ask if you have any online resources that you read, watch about the theme of minimalism. Read or watch about the theme of minimalism. And I think, really, we pretty much answered that in the question for Lorelei, from Lorelei. The only difference I would say is that I do spend a lot of time, not a lot of time, but
while you're at work and have free time.
Yeah, while I'm at work and it's slow, I spend a lot of time on Reddit, and I browse around through the Simple Living sub and minimalism, not so much anymore because it's very much just people taking pictures of the sky.
But tiny swoon house.
Well, yeah, there's a website, tinyhouseswoon.com.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got it wrong.
There's also smallhouseswoon.com and even tinyhousetalk.com or org. I don't remember. I'll double check it.
Yeah, we'll put links to those.
Yeah.
But we look at those every week.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have either small homes or tiny houses.
I mean, that's not as much about the theme of minimalism.
No.
Or simple living. That's more just about, like, it's kind of just we go to that for inspiration for, like, down the road when and if we do get something smaller to see just like different ideas people have done as far as the way they do things.
I on our website, simply-us.net, there's a link to my Pinterest account. And on there, we have, well, I have three pages of tiny house or simple living homes that are inspiring to us. And one, they're each 250 pins.
Yeah.
So if you want to look at those, otherwise, I like Pinterest to look for inspiration at times in general. Because I don't really do social media much.
No.
Yeah, other than, like, Instagram. Mm-hmm. But
even that's not so much social media. It's basically just putting pictures or videos.
And I'm not on Instagram that often. Yeah. Rob's on there more than I am. Mm-hmm. I'll post something, but I'm not always searching around. He usually searches more in there.
Yeah. But as far as anything else, there's not really a whole lot else we have as far as resources.
I've read a few books. I mentioned Cohesive Home. They have a website where they made a document to try to inspire people about simple living.
Hmm. That's cool.
It's off of a link on their website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll include that with the notes or something.
Yeah. And I forget how many pages it is, but it's like a PDF.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there probably are some other little things that I guess we would kind of say count as I mean, I don't know. I don't really do a whole lot of study about minimalism and simple living. For the most part, we just kind of, like with Reddit and Instagram, that kind of thing, or the podcasts and the YouTube channels we watch, we don't really go around and looking to be taught about minimalism in the sense of like an online resource of like when it started or anything like that.
Yeah.
We just kind of like to get the inspiration from, people that we've seen living like that.
Really, it's just been us, what we like to figure out on our own.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, let's try this, and then we'll look into stuff that have to do with those things.
Well, I think because we didn't, for instance, see the minimalists talking about minimalism and then say, oh, that sounds neat, let's go and learn about it.
Yeah, like, it was gradual. We came at it from long ago.
And we came at it from, as far as I'm concerned, the other perspective. Like, we felt within us first, like, there's like a lot of burden with like being the way we were, and we didn't want to be like that anymore.
I think it would have been easier if I could easily find this stuff on the internet long ago.
Hmm.
Because it was a little more difficult to find.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty out there. Like I said, you can kind of search all over places. The internet is such a big place, and it is frustrating to use Google Foo to figure out, like, where you can find the stuff you want to find out.
Yeah.
Even if Wikipedia isn't necessarily the best place for getting accurate information, you can at least find basic information on Wikipedia, and they'll often have links to citations and stuff like that, where different places you can learn more. But yeah, that's really,
didn't he have more,
kind of pretty much that
he wrote more on this question?
Yeah, LMR also, I mean, that's really only the first half of the email I got.
Or she, I don't know, was it a male or a female?
Or she, well, the name looks like it's a male.
Oh, okay.
But the second half of the email is another unrelated thing. Do you guys think that news is of any... Well, the way that they said it is that news is a real value for your life. I mean, you have cut off the TV. What do you use as a news source? We kind of talked about this a little bit just before we started recording today to say that the first part of the question is just whether we think there's any value in news in our life. And I think there is, but we're not the kind of people that sit and just watch the news all day long. We were saying before that both of us grew up in a house where, like, the news was on all the time.
Yeah. It was priority.
Yeah. And for us, I mean, yeah, I think in the past I used to kind of be like that, where I always wanted to watch the news. Like, there had been a few times where in the past I had the news on, like, I was watching it.
Well, I would walk out of the room when they had the news on.
Yeah. Well, not when I was younger. When I was younger, I think I didn't care.
No, but I don't remember ever being interested in the news growing up.
Well,
now I regret that, because now I love to learn things from the past.
But I think for me, as far as, like, news being interested, it really started in September of 2001. You know, like, that's when
we were glued to the
TV. Yeah, when basically everybody was watching the news.
Yeah, because when that happened, I was a senior in high school and he was already graduating.
Yeah, I just graduated.
He picked me up from school because we live close to New York City.
Yeah, we're only about...
We could see it.
30 to 40 miles outside
of New York. We saw the smoke from the one building.
Well, from both of them. They had both collapsed by that point.
But the point is, yes. Oh, okay.
But the point is that, yeah, we never really watched, but then I think probably around that time was when I really started paying attention to the news and I wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I feel kind of silly about that because it's just, like, such a lame reason to start getting into the news. You know, it was because of a tragedy, but sometimes maybe
people always remember, like, if when they saw JFK and they were glued to the news about JFK.
Right.
So, like, different incidents, I think people can remember when there was an event where they were like, what's happening, you know? And they would go to the TV or the radio even further back. So, honestly, like, I don't go out of my way to listen to news or watch news or whatever. But if I want to find news, I usually use Twitter.
Right.
Because I have a Twitter account and I just feel like it's not too many things all at once being shown to me. It's like, what's the top news right now that maybe I should know about?
Right. And I think that's kind of the way I am about it too, is I don't listen to the radio, like, on my own to find news. I definitely don't ever listen to, like, news stations on the radio. We don't watch news TV. Obviously, we don't, as he said in the email, you know, we don't have TV, so we don't have news channels. But we also don't, like, you know, we could just as easily open up the CNN website if we really wanted to, like, get news.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying we'd go to CNN, just an example. But for the most part, yeah, for me, I'm kind of the same. You know, Twitter, every once in a while, I'll get news.
Yeah.
And then Reddit, a lot of the time, if there's something big going on, they usually will have, like, a big banner at the top talking about, you know, this live event is happening. I mean, for me, I have a little bit of a different, I'll call it a benefit, that, you know, with me being at work, you know, if something is going on, my coworkers will be talking about it, or, you know, a couple of people at work, they're old enough that they do still listen to the radio at work instead of just, you know, using a streaming service.
So
they
end up talking about it with you there.
So, I end up hearing some stuff.
And then if it interests you, you could search about it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that I would say maybe is a detriment or, like, a drawback, whatever, a con of the way that we do things with getting our news is that we're probably getting it from, like, a biased perspective. And I'll be honest about that, because I don't want to sound like I think that the news I'm getting, you know, is fair and balanced, not to quote Fox News, but, you know, like, the news, the things that I subscribe to on Twitter or that I follow on Twitter, you know, when I get news from them, I'm going to be getting a rather specific opinion about that topic because it's usually written by the same couple of people. Yeah.
I usually like BBC News, like, their Twitter account. So, like, they have a lot of world news, and I prefer them to anything.
Yeah. Well, I think they tend to be the most unbiased as far as world news.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, being an American and, like, listening to the American media, it's... I don't want to go too crazy, but, you know, it's very biased. There's very much a sense of, for me, when I listen to the media...
And there's just a bunch of angry people.
Yeah, it just seems like there's a bunch of angry people that are just trying to kind of fear-monger a little bit, that they just want to... it feels so much like the media wants you to believe certain things a certain way. And so that's why we do kind of try to avoid most of that mainstream media.
Where I just want to know facts.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Give me facts.
Exactly.
I don't need to know opinion. I just want facts, and then I'll base my opinion off of those facts.
Yeah. But that's why I'm saying, too, it's tough sometimes to get our news the way we do, because when we follow certain news feeds and we know that they have a certain lean, we're going to hear it a certain way. So we may not get the facts clearly. But it's not going to be any worse than, like I said, if we watched CNN or Fox News, because those people have a bias anyway. If you're watching Fox News, you're probably going to be more conservative than liberal. So you're going to get your news fed to you in a very conservative way, because that's how they do it.
While another one might have it where it's very liberal.
Well, exactly.
You get your news in a liberal way. We just want, like I said, we just want it just spoken out in general, like what the event was, and then I can base off of that. So,
it's even the same thing about, again, how like we feel about learning about simple living and minimalism. We just want to know, as much as we like hearing like how like, oh, this thing changed my life for the better, we also just like hearing like the practical reasons for it. Like we talked about, you know, harm for the environment using these chemicals that, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But at the same time, we like learning about people.
Yeah.
Individuals. Mm-hmm. To me, individuals matter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say another thing about the news is like, for what I do as a volunteer job, I have to read the news almost every single day. And I specifically have to search for human trafficking news. And that starts to tear away at me. And then I get emotional and it affects me like crazy that I try not to learn too much about other news, because if I get that upset over one subject that I'm always reading about, it when I learn about other things, how much more upset am I going to get?
Mm-hmm.
And so while not like those things don't matter, those other things on the news, they matter.
Right.
I have a heart for the oppressed in general. I really like learning about people and how to help them. So that's really the type of news that I look into in general. I don't look for so much what's going on locally of like crime or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, yeah, I feel the same kind of way. That's part of why, I mean, most of the news that I, when I even look for news, most of the news I look for actually relates to cryptocurrency stuff. I don't really spend a lot of time looking at other stuff because it just frustrates me to no end. It actually gets me angry.
And then he'll go off for like 2 hours talking to me about it with such intensity. They'll be like, calm down. I hear you.
Yeah, I've had
okay.
like where the boys even get scared because I get so passionate about things sometimes.
They're like, are you all right?
Yeah. Well, and it's even like even some of the stuff that you tell me about, I get so frustrated.
I can't tell him about what I learn about most of the time now.
Yeah, because it drives me insane. I mean, not. It's not like I suddenly feel like I have to go out and try to like kill people, because that's not no. who I am at all.
Yes, we're not. Murderous people.
It ties back into the idea of simple living. And I kind of meant to answer this as the first part of the question from the email. But sometimes knowing so much about what's going on in the world at large, you get distracted from just living your life in your own little world.
Yeah.
You know, you get so concerned about the rest of the world that you can like lose sight of the small things. We'll talk about, at some point, there's this concept of the paradox of choice.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about it the next
recording. Next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Where it's just this idea that sometimes you just get so overwhelmed by information and choices and stuff that you the only way I can describe it is to get vapor locked. It's like an automotive, like a mechanic thing. But that's the only thing the only term I can use to describe it is that you get so overwhelmed by the options and opinions and choices that you like lose the ability to do anything.
But let's not get into that now.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Just, you know, when you hear all this news about other countries and stuff like that, you know, you might kind of get so burdened by that you lose the ability. Well,
not that it's bad to have that burden, because it's very good
to
care for people.
I agree. But if it gets overboard to the point where, you know, you suffer from PTSD because of reading about human trafficking and, like, child sexual abuse, you know, and then you're so burdened by that that you can't be a fun mom to your sons.
Yeah.
That's not really good.
No.
Like, that's not good because you need to worry about them and me, you know.
And if I'm so upset all the time about what happens to other people's children, but I neglect my own.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. And it doesn't even have to just be about, like, a parent and their children. You can even do it to your friends. You know, if you get so concerned with things around the world that, you know, you're closed off, depressed.
Then you can't have fun anymore.
Yeah. Like, and that's not...
And I've been there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I went overboard with reading too much information. Mm-hmm.
That probably sums up really the most of the question, is that there are places that we get news from. We probably most of the time close ourselves off a little bit more than we should.
I search for news through Bing, usually, instead of Google. I do Bing. And other than that, BBC.
Yeah. It's funny because really, I don't even know... I'm trying to think of, like, when I even try to research, like, news, what do I do? Because I don't really research news.
I don't think you really do.
The only time I really do...
You know what you do? You show me weird videos of, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Of, like, cats and...
Yes. Yes, I spend a lot of time just seeing, you know, strange people... posting things on, like, Imgur and stuff, you know, like Russian ladies pretending to,
which is good, because,
you know,
he does it while
suits.
He'll do it when he's at work, and we talk through Telegram to each other, so I get it on my computer, and I'll be researching stuff about human trafficking, and then I get this weird, like, dog or a cat image that shows up, and I'm like, thank you, because he helps keep my mind off of this stuff from, like, wrecking me.
Mm-hmm. So... So I don't know. I mean, that's probably about as much as we can say on that stuff. You know, I mean, if you want to find out any more details, I guess, you know, you could email us or whatever. And, you know, we'll see if we can point you anywhere.
Yeah.
But.
For our contact information, please go to simply-us.net. Or we'll just say I'm thejusticepirate@gmail.com. He is robrakis at gmail.com. That's robrakis.
Yep. And yeah, like she said, there is a contact page on the website, though, so you can do that. We were going to talk about some other stuff, but we're going a little longer than we had meant to, so...
We'll just talk about some things that we either read or watched in general.
Or listened to.
Or listened to.
Yeah.
So, we both listen to music in general. We like music.
We do?
Yeah. Do you not like
music?
I
think we spent enough time talking about how much we like music last week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Let's not go into that.
Last time, whatever. But anyway, the point is, she's trying to intro that I was listening to the new Gorillaz album this week, and I'm not really digging it.
Oh no, I haven't
at
heard
least
it
not yet.
Yet.
I mean, it's one of those things where I have to listen to it more. But
a lot of times he can't listen to certain things around the boys because we don't want, like, we don't know what the
explicit
message
language
is.
And stuff.
So we both, if we listen to a new band, we'll have, like, headphones on. So I don't know what the new Gorillaz album is like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've listened to it a couple times right now, but I've listened to it, like, at work, so I couldn't pay a lot of attention.
Okay.
I'll just say, I feel like the first album, like, I heard a couple singles, and it was cool. Like, you know, Clint Eastwood and stuff like that. Like, I think everybody kind of heard that song and liked it.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of other songs from the first album that I really like a lot. Then, when Demon Days came out, I was just... blown away by that album. Like, I think I kind of made the point last week that if I found a copy of Demon Days on vinyl, I'd like freak out. So, because Demon Days is actually one of my top three albums, I think I even said.
You said it was in your top five.
It's in one of those, three or five. The point is, it's absolutely top five, maybe even top three.
Yeah. And then the album after that we have on
And then Plastic Beach, yeah. Plastic Beach is not quite as good, but it's definitely really, really good. Like, it's so much... the perfect album to follow up Demon Days. And yeah, I bought it on vinyl as soon as I found out I could, because I wish I could have Demon Days so bad.
Our Micah gets a little freaked out by one of the songs, so we can't play it.
Well, it's not even
just
the song. Like, some of the art, like, he's weird about the art, so he doesn't like it because of that. And then the music, like, makes him
think of that. So we can listen to it after they're in bed.
Yeah. Well, there is some explicit stuff on it, which we said we try not to get them exposed to. But, I mean, other than that, though, there was also one, like, B-sides album that they had, which I like a bunch.
But this new one was not good.
Well, even, it's like, since Plastic Beach, they've kind of gotten boring. I don't know if they're boring.
Are they in a rut?
I don't know. I don't know if it's, and that's why I'm trying to listen to the album again, because I want to find out.
I want to hear it now.
Like, if they're in a rut, or if it's me being in a different place.
Or expecting or it to be like the like other
like maybe hoping it's going to be. Because the album art for the new one is very like a throwback to like the cover of Let It Be by Beatles and Demon Days. Because Demon Days is kind of a throwback to, to
the
Let It Be anyway.
Yeah, with the four squares and the picture of each character.
So I think that's the thing is when I saw that, my hopes were like through the roof that it would be like a throwback to like Demon Days. And it's not as far as I'm concerned. But I got to give it more of an opportunity because I like the whole concept, the whole Gorillaz concept thing. I like the fake band. I just think it's really cool because I think it's one of the few times that a concept band has been tried and that it's actually as successful as it is. Because even though we know who the primary songwriter is, I don't feel that knowing who he is overshadows the concept. Yeah. I feel like the concept is still...
What band was he in?
Blur. He was the singer from Blur.
Right.
So, and that's the thing that's cool too, is that like they still feel so much different from Blur to me.
Yeah,
that like
it is very
they stand alone. So, I don't know. Like I said, I want to try giving it some more time, but there was a meme that I had seen on Imgur recently, like after the album came out, where somebody was sitting next to a garbage can and their headphones were plugged into a garbage can, and it said as a subtext, like, you know, listening to the new Gorillaz is like...
No.
And I was like, I hate to say that I almost feel that way because...
No.
But don't take that as me writing it off. I'm going to give it some more time because, like I said, even a couple of the other albums in between, they weren't fantastic, but I don't hate them. So...
Well, we had the 4th was with us this week.
Yes, May the 4th was this past week. And so we watched The Force Awakens again because we've only seen it the one time so far.
You saw it 1.5 times.
I saw it 1.5 times. But, I started watching it. And then she found me watching it in the bedroom.
And I was like, you're watching
it
without me.
So I had to stop.
so yeah, we watched it together.
Because we don't Netflix cheat. Or Amazon Prime cheat.
We have that on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Or Amazon Video, whatever. But anyway, point is, when we watched it again, I couldn't help but remember, like, this
How
movie...
How many correlations?
Like, this movie... I'm going to sound like I'm just knocking everything today because I was giving like tearing the new Gorillaz apart. And here I am talking about... No, but see, the thing is, it's not just because it's a new Star Wars movie.
People are going to be like, I don't like this channel. They don't like things I like.
In my opinion, Rogue One is my favorite Star Wars movie ever. Even over A New Hope.
Which is crazy.
Like, Rogue One is so amazing.
It's so weird because he like has A New Hope memorized.
Yeah, because that was like my favorite movie since a child.
Yeah.
But Rogue One, though, like, there's a whole... I mean, it probably comes from being an adult and, like, understanding more about war. And, like, when you're a kid watching A New Hope, you're like, yeah, the good guys! Yeah, the good guys won! Like, you know, against impossible odds!
Don't give away! There might be people that haven't seen Rogue One.
All right, well, I'm not going to
give it away.
So the point is that Rogue One is very much... You can get it from the trailers anyway, that it is much more real.
Yeah.
It tells you much more the reality of... war.
So we liked Rogue One.
So Rogue One was really good. But anyway, trying to talk to you about May the 4th,
okay.
We watched Force Awakens.
Yes.
And even when we watched it this time, at the very beginning of the movie, you even said, okay, I kind of remember now, I kind of get why people say it's like a new version of
A New Hope.
Because there are so many things, so much of the movie... It's like a fanfic.
And you know what? I never picked up on it the first time. This time I picked up on a lot of it. But I think I like this movie more than you do.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Because I love Rey.
Yeah, well, I like Rey. I like Finn. I like Poe. I like the movie. I like the characters in the movie.
Yeah.
I just wish that the movie wasn't written in such a way
if
you watch New Hope and then you watch this, you're like, I just watched the same movie twice.
Right.
Because it even starts off with a battle where somebody has to go and hide something into a droid, and he tells the droid to run away.
Yeah.
There's so much of it, I can't even go through it all.
The trash compactor.
They're in...
Where he mentions, Han Solo mentions
all right,
the trash compactor.
Because Finn was a sanitation worker for the Empire.
Yeah. So he knows how that works.
On their new battle station, which is a spherical shape that shoots a thing and destroys planets.
Yeah. And then people trying to fight that again.
Yeah, I mean, they almost do the exact same thing. Exhaust port. They had the exhaust port thing in A New Hope, and then in The Force Awakens, there's a vent. There's a heat vent where they have to try to blow up things in there. Yeah. If anybody hasn't seen The Force Awakens, I'm sorry. I'm going to be talking about scenes from it, but
it's been out long enough where people can.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, then what's your problem? So when Han and Chewie pick up Rey and Finn in the Millennium Falcon, and those creatures, I can't even remember what they're called now.
What, the chess game creatures?
No.
Oh.
When they're in their ship and there's like those creatures that got loose, the one grabs Finn.
Oh, right.
And he's dragging Finn, and Rey closes the door on the thing's tentacle. And when she goes over and grabs Finn, Finn says Luke's line verbatim when they're in the trash compactor of the Death Star.
What was the line?
The whole thing about, like, it had me by the leg, and then the door. Like, whatever exactly the line is, I can't quote it verbatim. Oh. But Finn quotes the exact verbatim line that Luke says about the tentacle thing grabbing him. And so I'm like, come on, guys.
Well, anyway, so we did celebrate by watching something.
So, yeah. I mean, again, sorry. I'm not trying to just trash The Force Awakens. I enjoy the movie.
Like I said,
I enjoy the
it.
Characters. I'm really excited to see The Last Jedi, because I love epic stories. I've talked about that before, I think. So it's just cool to see more to it.
And the new Han movie they're making.
Yeah, they're making a Han movie, which should be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, other than that, though, just since we're, you know, talking about retrospective things, you said you showed the boys a couple of movies that we loved as children,
well,
right?
We also watched one together, all four of us. We watched Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Flight of
that
the Navigator. A lot of people don't know about the movie. It's like a sci-fi Disney movie. There are a couple bad words in it. We explained to the boys earlier about that. We warned them that these are words that we don't want said and that we don't say, so that way they know, like, so don't
not
repeat
to repeat
it.
Them. Yeah.
But anyway, it's about a boy who gets abducted by an alien ship and he doesn't remember it. He comes back and it's 8 years ahead of time and he's still the same size and his whole family's older. And we both grew up loving this movie as kids because we got it from, we taped it off the Disney Channel ages ago, the mid-80s, I guess. It came out in like 86 or so. So like, yeah. And so, you know, we were like, oh, we got to have them watch The Flight of Navigator. So while we watched it, they loved it.
Yep.
And Micah even told us that he had a dream of Max, who is like the alien in it, and that he got to spend time with him and he thought it was cute. And we were like, oh, good. Because I was like, at first, like, oh, I hope he didn't have a nightmare.
Yeah. But because we mentioned when we were young, we even kind of got a little bit freaked out by a couple of the things in it.
Yeah.
So,
but no, they were good.
Yeah.
They weren't freaked out. So they loved that.
Yep.
And then I decided, you know what? While I'm at it, let's try to introduce them to a few more movies. And, you know, we don't let them watch movies that much. So this was like a treat where I was like, okay, let's watch a movie. So they saw Homeward Bound. They love Homeward Bound.
Well, but they've seen that before,
yes,
right?
But they wanted to see it again. So that was great.
Because Micah's a big nut for like animals.
Yeah.
He wants to be a zoologist and stuff at this point.
And then I was like, let's play Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So I play it for them, and they're like, oh, this looks old. And then I had explained certain things that's in the opening sequence to them about, like, that's a typewriter. And like, because there's keys banging down as the kids are running. Like, and so I had to say, oh, that's a typewriter. And then, you know, they have the old phones that were on the walls. So I had explained a few things. And Leto, he loves technological type of inventions. So he loved all the inventions throughout the movie. So I think he loved the movie, Micah not so much. And then I was like, you know what? Let me play an episode of Pee-wee Herman for them.
Yeah, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
And Micah's like, it's boring!
Yeah.
It's so boring. We're like, Pee-wee's boring? He's like all over the place.
Yeah.
And look at all the friends he has. And he was like, they're just like walking around showing things in their house.
It's
I don't
like it's
like
boring.
That.
They just talk. They
maybe
don't do anything.
Maybe because Pee-wee's not a minimalist. Maybe he didn't like that.
I mean, Leto didn't seem overly excited about it either.
No. I said, so you guys want to see another episode of it? They're like, no. I said, okay.
Yeah.
So we were just all right, you know what? We don't want to force it on them. We'll give it a try. If they don't like it, it's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things from my parents' childhood I don't like either. That is, they were all true. Into Westerns. I'm not really into Westerns. No.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the updates we wanted to give and just everything like that. So, I mean, that pretty much wraps up what we're going to do this week. Like I said, we do have a couple of other topics that we're going to talk about. But we'll hold off on them because, like I said, this went a lot longer than we thought.
For them.
Okay.
What are some childhood movies that you guys loved?
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Please let us know.
Movies, I mean, or TV shows, even.
I do have people that respond to these. Mm-hmm. So there's been a few people that said, like, oh, I got your beard oil that you recommended. Or, yeah, like,
you told me about that one.
Oh, I really liked learning about the DNA test. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get responses.
So I would love to hear more.
I'm too much of a hermit, so I don't really get too much feedback, but. But yeah, no, definitely. Like, if there's anything that interests you or just something you want to, like, I don't know, even if you just want to chat, like, we're fine, like, just meeting people. Yeah. And
but we do need more questions because we don't have any more for next episode. So if you don't give us questions, we're just going to talk in general.
Yeah. That's all right. It'll be, each episode will be a little shorter. It'll be easier for me to edit. That's all. But I'd rather have questions because it's fun to be interactive and to, you know, just to know that people are getting stuff, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They're hearing it and they're thinking about it and they feel like responding. So it'd be cool. But we're not going to force you. You know, not going to hire, you know, security force to come and.
Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Yeah, definitely.
We appreciate you.
So, yep. I guess, till next time.
Tally ho!
Or something like that.